Delta One was surprised to see the three escapees alive. He knew, however, this was a temporary condition. They had fallen into a section of the glacier that had already begun its inevitable plunge to the sea. This quarry could be disabled and killed in the same manner as the other woman, but a far cleaner solution had just presented itself, a way in which no bodies would ever be found. Gazing downward over the lip, Delta One focused on the gaping crevasse that had begun to spread like a wedge between the ice shelf and the clinging block of ice. The section of ice on which the three fugitives sat was dangerously perched, ready to break away and fall into the ocean any day now. Why not today? Here on the ice shelf, the night was rocked every few hours by deafening booms, the sound of ice cracking off parts of the glacier and plummeting into the ocean. Who would take notice? Feeling the familiar warm rush of adrenaline that accompanied the preparation for a kill, Delta One reached in a supply pack and pulled out a heavy, lemon-shaped object. Standard issue for military assault teams, the object was called a flashbang, a non-lethal concussion grenade that temporarily disoriented an enemy by generating a blinding flash and deafening concussion wave. Tonight, however, Delta One knew this flashbang would most certainly be lethal. He positioned himself near the edge and wondered how far the crevasse descended before tapering to a close. 20 feet? 50 feet? He knew it didn't matter. His plan would be effective regardless. With calm bred from the performance of countless executions, Delta One dialed a 10-second delay into the grenade's screw dial, slid out the pin, and threw the grenade down into the chasm. The bomb plummeted into the darkness and disappeared. Then Delta One and his partner cleared back up onto the top of the berm and waited. This would be a sight to behold. Even in her delirious state of mind, Rachel Sexton had a very good idea what the attackers had just dropped into the crevasse. Whether Michael Tolan also knew, or whether he was reading the fear in her eyes, was unclear. But she saw him go pale, shooting a horrified glance down at the mammoth slab of ice on which they were stranded, clearly realizing the inevitable. Like a storm cloud lit by an internal flash of lightning, the ice beneath Rachel illuminated from within. The eerie white translucence shot out in all directions. For 100 yards around them, the glacier flashed white. The concussion came next. Not a rumble like an earthquake, but a deafening shockwave of gut-churning force. Rachel felt the impact tearing up through the ice into her body. Instantly, as if a wedge had been driven between the ice shelf and the block of ice supporting them, the cliff began to shear off with a sickening crack. Rachel's eyes locked with Tolan's in a freeze frame of terror. Corky let out a scream nearby. The bottom dropped out. Rachel felt weightless for an instant, hovering over the multi-million-pound block of ice. Then they were riding the iceberg down, plummeting into the frigid sea.